Hi, I'm Rick Steves. One of the few things certain about this coronavirus pandemic is that this crisis will pass. Sooner or later, it'll pass and we'll be back to normal. And when that day comes, all of us will eagerly turn our pent-up travel dreams into smooth and bursting with fun reality. Let's continue to share our travel dreams together on Travel with Rick Steves. Today on Travel with Rick Steves, our virtual travels bring us a millennial's take on enjoying yourself in the Netherlands. We'll also stroll the sights on a guided walk around Edinburgh, get a taste of the passionate atmosphere in Andalusia, and go searching for Venus in the hour ahead. The Netherlands seem to specialize in festivals, holidays, and fun ways for the millennial generation to celebrate life. To learn how we travelers of all ages can get in on the fun, we're joined in our studio by tour guide sisters, Jodi and Ruby van Engelsdorf, who both happen to be millennials. Jodi and Ruby, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
You're actually twins. We got Ruby and Jodi. And is one of you older?
Yes, me, Ruby. I'm 1 minute older than Jodi.
Oh, 1 minute older. So Jodi, how do you two differ in your temperaments?
Well, I'm always told that Ruby is a nice one, which is true. I am a little bit more direct, as a lot of Dutch people are. I think I'm a little bit more outspoken, where Ruby is always very patient and lovingly. And yeah.
So you compliment each other.
We do. I think
probably
so.
Probably travel
yes.
well together. But
yeah.
The Dutch are famous for being direct.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
This is so fun to think about generational differences and so on. In America, I'm what we call a baby boomer. And you got in America, people in their 20s and 30s are generally millennials. Do the Dutch look at generations in certain ways like that also?
Yes, exactly the same. We have baby boomers. Our parents are baby boomers. And we're the millennials.
So millennials, people in their 20s and 30s, Gen X, people in their 40s, baby boomers, people in their 50s and 60s, baby boomers being the most interesting and fun-loving and entertaining. Okay, so tell me about the characteristics of millennials in the Netherlands.
Well, it's probably very similar. Mm-hmm. We millennials, because we got handed everything to us, right? We always learned when we were growing up, everything is possible, everything you wanted to do. And instead of creating people who are very secure in what they want to do, we're all very insecure. And we're like, oh, what am I going to do? And like every 10 years, we change jobs. And there's a lot of entrepreneurs. So a lot of people who want to create their own little thing. But we're all sort of, it's also known that we're kind of unhappy with everything.
Yes.
Because we can have everything, we're unhappy.
So a little bit spoiled, life came easy.
Spoiled, yes.
And impatient, you want it now.
Yes.
And if you don't get it now, you'll go somewhere else.
Yeah, and we're all depressed. And
yeah, we invented the burnout, I think.
You're still alive and kicking. Yeah. This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Jodi van Engelsdorf and her twin, who's 1 minute older, Ruby van Engelsdorf. We're talking about millennials. And when we think about having fun as tourists, we can learn a lot by having fun as millennials. Millennials love, it seems like, in the Netherlands, parties and festivals. Jodi, what's an example of a festival that a millennial looks forward to every year in Amsterdam?
We love King's Day. That is one of our favorite ones. We do not have as many festivals in Amsterdam anymore though. So Amsterdam, because it's such a busy city, they try to kind of take people away from Amsterdam. So if you want to experience the holidays like King's Day or Liberation Day, it's better to go to one of the less bigger cities.
Okay,
so,
such as, well, what's the city you'd like to go to for one of these big holidays?
I like to go to Haarlem, because
Haarlem?
Of course I am from Haarlem.
Yeah.
So we always love Liberation Day. That is, in Haarlem, it's known to have the biggest festival on Liberation Day. So that's 5th of May, we got freed from the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
And every year we celebrate our freedom. It's just really fun with a lot of artists and music. And
so
yeah.
5th of May. I remember the festival. Yeah, Amsterdam is getting so congested, so touristy. I was there for a King's Day once, and there's so many boats. You could walk across the canal just from boat to boat. It was just solid boats in the canals. But people were certainly having a great time. Ruby, if you think of a festival that you look forward to, what would it be every year?
Ooh, I always look forward to the food festivals.
Yeah?
There are many food festivals around Amsterdam. And we have Shoeless, that's a festival in the neighborhood of Amsterdam, where people go to, they have to take off their shoes and walk barefooted. It's of course, when it's
a
Shoeless festival. They have a lot of food everywhere, a bit of electro music.
Okay, let's take me to one of these food festivals then. Okay, so what kind of food would you be enjoying?
You would be enjoying some sushi, tacos, but also some local foods like French fries. The real food festivals, they have 100 stands and you can try a little bit of everything.
And Jordi, when you think about food in the Netherlands, you think also about the Netherlands' colonial history, and a lot of your former colonies would have a food imprint on the capital. What kind of food from your empire would you be eating?
Oh, we would be eating Indonesian food. And that is also what you have in Den Haag, is where we have a very big group, Indonesian
festival.
Culture. Yeah. And that's where you have Indonesian food festivals.
In The Hague. That's where my favorite Indonesian meal I ever had was a rice tafel in The Hague.
That's where you have to be for the best Indonesian food.
Now, Ruby said there's a lot of music at the festivals. Even at a food festival, you'd have fun music. What kind of music do people like when they go to these festivals?
At the moment, so the Dutch are very big in electrical music. So techno, for instance, is big at the moment. We have some of the best DJs. Some might know DJ Tiesto. He's from the Netherlands. It's not my favorite music, but that is what we are enjoying a lot right now.
So that draws an enthusiastic millennial crowd.
A whole lot. It's where you experience the good electrical festivals.
What drugs go with electronic music?
Anything from ecstasy to marijuana, whatever you like. But of course, it's not legal in the Netherlands. What's tolerated is marijuana products. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of party drugs. And the Netherlands actually is one of the biggest exporters in ecstasy. We have an open mind in it. So it's illegal. But at these festivals, you can test your drugs because we are very realistic people. And we know that people are going to these parties having drugs. Mm-hmm. And so on these festivals, you can go to a stand where you can test your drugs.
Oh, test it. I thought you meant like sample, but test it to see if it's safe, you mean?
Yes. Yeah, because you cannot buy it on the festival. And every year they're checking better and better on people having drugs.
So that's very pragmatic.
Yes.
So this is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with Jordi van Engelsdorf and Ruby van Engelsdorf, twins, both tour guides that come to our studio today to talk about what's going on in the Netherlands. What are some fun ways that are just trendy now for millennials to pass the time?
Well, millennials, we've been grown up with games, gaming, Game Boy, everything. So nowadays, it's not very social to sit behind your computer. So we like to go to game cafes. It's a cafe and there are a lot of board games and everyone sits around, has a local beer, and they are playing a nice board game.
And a tourist could drop by one of these game bars?
Of course, they could drop by. And if it's all explained in Dutch, the game bar owner can explain to you in English what the game rules are. And we have a lot of escape rooms as well.
And so Jordi, you might go to a game bar and not even have somebody you're going to play the game with yet, but meet somebody there?
Yeah, you can do that.
If you had a friend coming to visit you from the United States, what would you invite them to do to have the most fun? Ruby?
I would go to Amsterdam with them. I would show them all of the nice food we have in the Netherlands. Maybe take them on a nice food tour. There are food tours everywhere in Amsterdam now. They take you within 2 hours to a lot of different places where you can try out different cuisines.
So let's just talk about that. You go on a food tour. It's a wonderful experience. And you stop at 5 different places in the afternoon and you eat 5 different little morsels. What would those 5 things be?
Yeah, so definitely stroopwafels.
So that's a syrup waffle,
That's
a beautiful thing. Yeah, that's Dutch.
Yes, you have to have them fresh. Maybe some poffertjes. So that's the puffy small pancakes.
So it's like a little donut with powdered sugar on it?
Yes.
Does it come with chocolate also? Or
if you like. But
it's just fresh cooked. It's a little like a donut ball almost, isn't it?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, they cook it in front of you. You get some icing sugar and some butter with it.
Yeah. And then what's another stop you'd have?
You have to have herring. So the raw herrings.
Raw herring.
Yes. I love that. And you go to an Indonesian place to try some satay. French fries, of course. Well, the Belgian fries, actually.
But fries you'd have, because that is really like a ritual in the Netherlands to have your French fries. And what do you dip it in?
Mayonnaise.
White mayonnaise?
Yes, white mayonnaise.
That takes some getting used to, but it's very Dutch.
It's delicious. You have to try.
So you had four Dutch things and one Indonesian thing.
Yeah.
And Jody.
So in the summer, I love to take them to the beach and then go to some music. So we have Zandvoort and also Den Haag, so Scheveningen, where you always have music scenes going on.
Say those three cities again, along the beachfront.
Oh, yeah. So you Zandvoort. Have Zandvoort, yeah, and, which is close to Amsterdam, only like a 40-minute ride. And then you have Scheveningen. Scheveningen is the beach that is close to Den Haag, yes.
And that's a very difficult name to say. Yeah. Say it again.
Scheveningen.
And then what was the third town that was good to go to on the beach?
Den Haag, yeah. Yes, yeah, so in the beach, on the beach, you can always enjoy music and food. But if you're coming in the fall, that is when you have a lot of museum nights, which are really exciting. It is more for the younger crowds who do not always like to go to museums. It's really wild. You have one night. You buy a ticket for 19 euros, for instance, in Amsterdam. But it's in all of the cities. Most cities we do it. And for these 19 euros, you can visit all the museums in Amsterdam between 7 and 2 o'clock, and there are parties going on, so you can drink a cocktail in the Van Gogh Museum, and then you go to the next one, and there's always all these real fun experiences.
So the Rijksmuseum, the Van Gogh Museum, all of these great museums are open until 2 in the morning, and
yes.
You just pay about $20 for your ticket, and it's like an art party.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Fantastic. So many ways to have fun in the Netherlands. Jody van Engelsdorf and Ruby van Engelsdorf. Dank u wel.
Dank u wel.
Up next, tour guides from Scotland take us on a walking tour of grand and elegant Edinburgh. Guides from Spain have pointers for Andalusia in the sunny south of Spain. And we'll look for Venus in the art museums of Europe. We're at 877-333-7425. And by email, it's radio@ricksteves.com.